I'm currently looking for a suitable spouse. The issue my parents face is that the majority of prospective spouse would prefer not to marry an alima due to cultural misunderstanding that all alimas are difficult to live with as they throw around Islamic rulings in all situations and make life hard for others. I don't know why people have made this an issue that alimas are like that. It is such a, this is such a repugnant attitude that people have had. Yes, we've had some black sheep within the alimas and within alims as well. But for some reason, I've heard people bayan that he did for ulama and alimas. He said kind of something similar about alimas throwing around fatwas. Maybe he's dealt with some bad experience with one of his friends or whatever the case is. And because of the old alima, the way I've seen from my experience, I've dealt with a lot of alimas. I'm married to an alima, right? And I've, you know, in Maktab we've dealt with many alimas and so many others. I've taught many alimas, right? I've taught 70 alimas at one time. Right, so I, you know, from around the world as well, and the thing is that it's all about personality. Some individuals, women who have an extreme personality, whether they're an alima or they're something else, they're going to be extreme. That's the way it is. That, you know, they haven't done, their tarbiyah hasn't been done for whatever reason. So then they're going to just use their ilm in the wrong way. But that's one in, you know, 1,000 maybe. Don't blame all alimas. But anyway, that's something that's going to have to be remedied. I personally do not consider myself an alima, but as I studied the full course and graduated, I'm perceived as one. I have been told to look for an alim to many. However, this does limit the possible choice, which is making it more difficult to find someone. I don't know why. I mean, I guess people do have this issue, but there are so many ulama out there who are looking for alimas. It's just that you have to find you just have to ask the right kind of people. The problem, I think, is where you've got these kind of limitations and then you've got cultural baggage. So you can only get married to, for example, somebody from this village in Pakistan or India. Then you're highly restricting yourself, right? I think parents need to understand that, okay, if we need to find an alim, then open up the scope. Open up the scope, broaden your horizon. Let other people do it as well. So I think that you probably need a more personal answer to this in terms of your situation, you know, as to exactly what your limitations are. But I would say just broaden your horizons, make lots and lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially at tahajjud. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina, that's another one. Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. All of these duas abundantly. And inshallah, you should find somebody, find other avenues, even if they're non-traditional avenues, but halal avenues. A lot of these marriage websites, these matrimony websites, some of them are really junky, but there are certain decent ones as well. And it's completely halal to use those, that as long as you're not there looking at people, right, and just messing around. Therefore, a serious, that's unfortunately one way to do it, you know. It's just, instead of the one of the aunties in the village who's matchmaker, this has just become a company who's helping you matchmake. So essentially the same thing, as long as there's not much haram involved. So there are some better ones than others. Right? So I think it's jais to use them if you don't have any other means. Some people think, I can't go there, and they're suffering.